On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the motion to proceed is agreed to.
That is Vice President Pence in April breaking the tie on a bill that overturned a rule proposed by the Obama administration. The rule prevents states from blocking Title X funding for clinics that provide abortions. Iris Reese, Planned Parenthood Media Relations, says Medicaid recipients will be most afflicted.
We're reimbursed through the Medicaid program for patients who are struggling financially. None of that money can go toward abortion services. So it's blocking Planned Parenthood from being able to get reimbursement like any other healthcare provider for those preventive services.
Of the 21 Planned Parenthoods across Wisconsin, only two provide abortion services, and since those clinics do not use state funding, they are the only two not threatened to close.
They really want to make the funding about abortion, when in reality, this impacts the services we should all be able to agree on.
With Title X funding and donations, Planned Parenthood provides free birth control, breast and cervical cancer screenings, and well women visits. Leah Cardaris and Ayanna Parker both rely on Planned Parenthood for these services.
If they didn't provide it anymore, I would just have to go to a regular doctor and pretty much pay for it, since it's not free anymore. It'd be a struggle.
I think it'd be a lot harder on a lot of people. I mean, I only use it for the STD testing, but I know like a lot of people kind of rely on it. I'd have to go to a doctor and pay full price. Like, even with insurance, it's really expensive. So, I mean, Planned Parenthood is free, so it's just a cheaper way. And I think it makes people want to, like, get tested more because they don't have to pay for it, versus like if that wasn't there, I probably wouldn't even go and get tested.
Currently, 50% of the counties with Planned Parenthoods do not have other preventative health care options for Medicaid patients.
When you hear politicians talk about defunding, one of the things they say is, you know, women can go somewhere else for these services. And, you know, we just have seen time and time again that that is not true. We're talking about the most vulnerable population in our state. Planned Parenthood is a safety net provider, so this affects, you know, people who are struggling financially and who are just trying to get health care. So, you know, it's a really detrimental proposal.
Reese says 83% of the patients they see each year are Medicaid eligible. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Amanda Becker.